This is an extra track. It consists of Sat's comments and also other people's sharings where Sat answered in detail. It is not complete, and there were a couple of other people who shared that Sat answered briefly. This audio is from a short discussion after a live stream broadcast of the meditation from October 26, 2022.
If we look at our daytime from morning to night, look how much one person reviews their image of themselves. How many times a day? And sits on the judgment of what they did correctly, what they didn't do correctly, how they should do it, or say bravo, or you ate too much, you ate too little. And how much of the daytime we want everybody to be happy with us. We want to please others. And how often do people actually don't give a damn about these two groups and be okay in their own skin because there is no attention that goes toward the judgment? I found out that when we visit the third state of being, that our action automatically is divine. Our words automatically is soothing and inspiring. Our thoughts are automatically sends blessing out. Our silence can change pictures. Just by turning the flashlight, not all the time, but at least more often than normal people, so-called normal people. And that is exactly what we do. We're constantly reminded to go home, to go home. And the reason is becoming so repetitive is because our ears need to hear it. We're bombarded with opposite of that. We're bombarded with, come to me, come to me, come outside, come solve this, solve that, do this, do that. So we need that IV that says, no, come to me, every so often. It's not something we need to do all the time. Because the character has to, the body, the mind, the one that we are born into needs to express itself. I mean, there's no question about it. And even that part of us is divine. It's nothing wrong with it. But in order to have equanimity and peace, it's important to feed the spirit, to feed the soul. And that is what we're all doing, feeding the soul, to bring a balance so we don't go out of whack, either too angry, too nervous, too depressed, too this, too that. And then as we visit this place that is ourself and so accessible, the love becomes a stream of involuntary pouring. And you all have experienced that, where it is not give and take. There is no reason for it. And we all feel that more and more. I mean, we've always been a decent people. We were helpful people. But something happens that we feel a more purified love that is undirected. It doesn't know friend or stranger. It doesn't know family or someone that we never met before. It pours equally to wherever there is a need for it. These are all encouragement for you guys to know what we heard tonight. It is of high value that not too many people in the world will help you stay on it and benefit from it. The beauty of it is that this type of truth, it only points you to yourself. Now, in the world, we're always pointed out of ourselves. We're looking for a treasure, for substance, for whatever it is that we're looking for. And then the truth says, turn around. I give you everything. Just turn around. And it's so nice because there's only one truth and the pictures are on it. Therefore, we all benefit equally from what it is. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
In such a simple city, in such a simple room that we used to call garage, we're able to taste ourselves. Any inspiration or sharing?
I am so grateful to you. I don't know, I can't remember what it was like to live before you and to ride the waves and to not know what to do and to not know who to turn to and to always be afraid. And you and the words and the tools and the place that you showed me inside of me are an anchor. And I don't even know how I made it before I met you. I don't know how I made it here.
I feel the same way. I really do. I don't know how I lived before. Before I was blessed with the inner guidance and outer guidance. It really is true. It seems like that life is so far away from the consciousness we're beholding now. You know, there is a simplicity of thinking, simplicity of action, simplicity of reaction that we didn't have before. I mean, all of us can testify to a different degree that we felt lost, really. And then the light has started shining. Yeah.
Satchel, I just wanted to thank you so much. I live almost every second of these days in trust. And it's such a huge burden off my back.
Yeah, the trust has different meaning because the trust, now we have a complete understanding of what trust is no longer a word, but is a realization. And is no longer someplace unknown that we are trusting into, but someplace very known and very familiar to us. I also went through a trial some years ago, physical trial, a destruction pretty much, that I had nothing but to trust. And it was always proven right. I mean, something that should have not been solved, it got solved. You know, something that looked so bad that a million advice could be given, just to trust took care of it. I'm not saying immediately, because it was so brave, but it not only kept me surviving, but thriving on it too. I'm glad that we all can trust, and immediately, because the trust said don't take thought, and this is ingrained in our consciousness. As soon as we say trust, also the thinking about it drops, right?
It's that and submission.
Yeah, exactly. And then when you are supposed to do something about something, it becomes clear and spontaneous. It's not so much planning and going back and forth in the mind and making yourself exhausted.